named Gertrude McFuzz. And she had the smallest plain tail ever was. One droopy droop, droopy droop feather, that's all she had. And oh, that one feather made Gertrude so sad.
Thank you.
she felt something happen. She felt a small touch, as if she'd been tapped down behind by a switch. And Gertrude looked around and she cheered. It was true, it was true.
Two feathers.
Two feathers. Exactly like La La Lee Loo. Then she got an idea.
Now I know what I'll do. I'll grow one tail. Better, 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 better. Better than La La Lee Loo. Just fine.
So she nibbled another one off of the vine. She felt a new twitch. And then Gertrude yelled.
Miss Lala has only just two. I have three. I certainly will. Why, I'll make myself even prettier still. Even prettier still.
She snatched at those berries that grew on that vine. She gobbled up over 6, 7.
Gulp.
8, 9. She didn't stop eating. And Gertrude McBuns till she'd eat 3 dozen. That's all that there was.
She'll
but with all of those feathers she weighed 90 pounds. She yanked and she pulled, she yanked and pulled, and she let out a squawk. But that bird couldn't fly, she couldn't fly, she couldn't fly, she couldn't run, she couldn't walk. And all through that night she was stuck, she was stuck on that hill. And Gertrude McFaws might be stuck up there still. If her good Uncle Dake hadn't heard the girl yell, he rushed to her rescue and brought along
Dr. Seuss's Gertrude McFuzz in musical form. This is Art Time on ICANN. I'm Sarah. Sometimes when I'm trying to draw something, I can't think of what I want to create. Why don't you draw a funny face? Here's some music to inspire you.